Hi, I'm Dina Cataldo, a master coach and ex-criminal prosecutor. I created Be a Better Lawyer podcast for driven lawyers like you who want more from life than sitting behind a desk. You've been playing by other people's rules. Those rules have left you overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and feeling like a hamster on a wheel. I've been there. I was doing everything people told me to do to be successful, working late nights, weekends, and trying to make everyone happy. So why wasn't I happy? And I wanted more in life. When was I going to find time to find and pursue that? Well, I did, and I'm sharing with you my secrets to living a happier and more fulfilling life. This podcast gives you a lifetime of wisdom, mindset principles, and bedrock strategies to give you unshakable confidence, more time to pursue your goals, a powerful sense of purpose to uplevel your life in law practice, and so much more. These are things we were never taught in law school. This podcast bridges the gap between law school and life. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. Hello, hello. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing really well. Before we get started with today's episode, where we're talking all about demanding versus expanding energy, I want to ask you a question. Have you been listening to Be a Better Lawyer for very long? And even if you haven't, if you've really been enjoying these episodes, I want to ask you a favor. Could you leave a review if you're listening to this episode on Apple Podcasts? Or if you are watching me on YouTube, could you please subscribe and like this video? What happens is when you do this, it helps the algorithm, it helps people really find me, and I'm trying to help as many lawyers as possible. In fact, one of my clients, she reminded me that I need to ask people to do this because she heard an older episode and she said, hey, I finally, after how many years of listening, left a review and rated. And I just wanted to let you know that I just heard it in an episode. So if that's you, if you have been listening for a while, or maybe you've just meant to leave a review and hadn't, it's never too late to review this podcast. So I really appreciate it. And I want to give my client, AL8HL22, a shout out. She said, thank you, Dina. Been listening to this podcast for years and coaching with Dina for a year. Dina's insights into how your brain thinks and how to calm the overwhelm has helped me grow personally and professionally in so many ways. I feel more confident in my law practice, find joy in the entrepreneurship, and dare to dream of the possibilities. I now have tools to climb out of my spiraling thoughts and create the life I want. Thank you so much for leaving a review, AHL22, and I am honored to get to be part of your journey. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I will leave a link in the show notes where you can leave a review. All right, so let's dive into this episode. I was thinking on this concept of demanding energy and how it really prevents us from creating a life and a law practice that feels really good to us. I was in demanding energy for a really long time when I was practicing. And as I look back, and as I see the progress I have made and what I help my clients with, I can see very clearly how being in demanding energy prevents us from being more productive, prevents us from being more efficient, prevents us from problem solving at our highest levels and really being the person that we want to be, whether we have our own practice where we're growing it or whether we are looking at our performance working for somebody else. It prevents us from expanding ourselves into a larger vision for ourselves and our lives. So demanding energy really keeps us small. It's this contraction of ourselves. And the biggest difference that I've seen in the shifts for both myself when I was a lawyer and as I've grown my coaching practice is getting out of demanding energy. Demanding energy is what I needed to get awareness of so that I could get out of it and start enjoying my life. So this is the same shift I help my clients with. The lawyers I work with begin shifting out of demanding energy. And as they do, they move themselves more and more into a different energy. I'm calling that expanding energy because that's really the impact of it. They start to recognize where they're contracting in themselves and in their practice, where they're making themselves smaller, and they're putting themselves in the position to expand. Right? It allows us to make changes being in that expansive energy that we simply can't make when we're in demanding energy. And I'm going to expand on that, no pun intended, in this episode. So being in that energy, it stretches us, it challenges us, but it doesn't stress us in the sense that we're feeling anxiety or over demanding of ourselves, and it doesn't hold us back. So in this episode of Be a Better Lawyer, I want to share with you how to know that you are in demanding energy versus expansive energy. I want you to know what expansive energy looks like when we apply it to our lives and our practices. How to begin moving out of demanding energy and into expansive energy. And I will give you questions to think about along the way. This is something I do with my clients. I don't give them homework, right? I'm not going to give them paperwork to do and to like sit down and study concepts. What I do is I ask them a question. I ask them to notice things. And when they start to notice these things and they gain these awarenesses and they start to reflect on the questions that I'm asking them or the direction I'm kind of pointing their brain, that's how they start making shifts into expansive energy. So those are some of the things I want to do here with you. So how do you know you are in demanding energy? As I go through this list here, I want to offer that you pay attention to where else demanding energy is showing up in your life, because the way we do one thing often shows up in many, if not all, areas of our life. So really pay attention to this. So here's some examples of being in demanding energy and how it shows up. You're not just directing yourself when you're in demanding energy, but you're haranguing yourself into compliance. You tell yourself things like, you're being lazy, you should be working harder, what's wrong with you, right? It's like this almost berating yourself. That is from demanding energy. When you're in demanding energy, you're creating an environment in your life where you're demanding high performance from yourself without thinking about or without regard to the human that you are. So that might look like waiting until the last minute to work on a project. In fact, you might find yourself in the habit of doing this over and over again and may even think that you can't get work done unless you wait until the very last minute to do it. It looks like bringing work home and then just staring at it, feeling guilty. I used to do this with my work and I felt horrible. I made myself feel horrible because I knew deep down I wasn't going to do it because I was so tired, but I still brought it home and I would find myself staring at the briefcase night after night. It looks like removing life from you, right? So you remove the gym so that you can work more. Or you do things like you remove bathroom breaks or you don't drink water so that you can get through projects and bill more. It's doing things like not using tools that can help you, like a calendar for everything, instead of just using a calendar for things like hearings or maybe a little scribble of a note for a deadline. Demanding energy also looks like giving to others more than and before yourself. So it looks like saying yes to an event or a board position before asking yourself what you truly want or whether it or not it makes sense for you to say yes. It means saying yes to projects before checking your calendar to see whether it's even a good idea to say yes or whether you need to communicate your time limitations. It looks like not communicating those kinds of things at all, too. Demanding energy looks like hectic in your life. So if you feel hectic in your life, this is a really big indicator that you are in demanding energy. Everything feels like an emergency. Everyone feels, right? You're always thinking that they're wasting your time. Everyone seems to be going slower than you need them to go. You may find yourself snapping at people or being in frustration, annoyance, and anger a lot of the time. And not only are you demanding of yourself when you're in demanding energy, but you're demanding of others because they can't possibly perform as well as you want them to. So as I went through that list, did you notice where demanding energy may be showing up in your life right now? How about other areas of your life? Did any of them come up? And I was thinking about this because demanding energy, when it is present in your life, you're going to start noticing everywhere where it's present. Maybe you wait until the last minute to get to the office or get to hearings, and you find yourself speeding or running to make it on time, and you feel rushed and you're taking a shower and you're running out the door. Waiting until the last minute creates an environment where you're pushing yourself to get places just in the nick of time and creating that feeling of hectic or frantic energy. I used to do that a lot. That used to be my morning routine, right? Running out the door, hair wet, looking frazzled. That was me. And so I just want you to notice, not judge, but just notice if that's you. Or maybe you notice that every event at your child's school feels like an emergency to prepare for, and you need to rush around and you never have enough time and you're just zipping around and you feel out of breath all the time. Those are just examples of how it may be showing up in other areas of your life. So that's just something to observe in your life, where demanding energy might be showing up outside of your law practice. And when you're in demanding energy, your range of emotions are things like dread, overwhelm, shame, guilt, anger, frustration, annoyance, tense, anxious. Sometimes you feel paralyzed, you can't do anything, or worry. That's where you live. That is where your emotions are most of the time. Now, it's just interesting to notice how demanding energy might be showing up in your life right now. It's important not to judge yourself when you see it. So if this is you, be so kind to yourself, because when we judge ourselves, that keeps us in demanding energy. It makes it really hard, if not impossible, to shift into what we're going to be talking about today, which is expanding energy. And I remember this place well, okay? I was there for a really long time. I felt like I was in a constant loop. And no matter how I tried to demand more of myself or force myself to comply with what I told myself I needed to do and what I should be doing, I could not get out of that loop. When I was in it, I felt like I was falling further and further behind, right? I wasn't productive or efficient. My work product wasn't where I wanted it to be. I'd try to make myself feel better by using outside vices like alcohol or food, or I'd spend money on things I didn't need. And I couldn't focus the way that I wanted to, like for the life of me. And it was so funny looking back at it now, and I couldn't figure out why. I thought I'd tell myself, well, there must be something wrong with me. And as I came to find out through the work that I started doing on myself through coaching, there was not anything wrong with me. I just wasn't approaching my situation with the perspective that I needed. I needed that outside perspective to show me what I was doing and how I was creating it myself. It wasn't the work, it was me. It wasn't being a lawyer, it was me and my approach of being demanding. So does this resonate with you? If it does, where do you think, if you're going to stay in demanding energy, where do you think you're going to be 6 months from now, a year from now, if you continue to allow yourself to stay in these patterns? Just really answer that. Where do you think you're going to be? And do you want to keep that future, or do you want to change it? And I'm going to give you some of my thoughts on generating expansive energy in this episode, and I'm going to give you a few more questions to ask yourself, but I had to start somewhere. And my journey started with questions. Do I want to be here? Is this where I want to be? And as I thought about, for this episode, the concepts of demanding versus expanding energies, I started thinking about, what is the opposite of demanding? Well, the opposite of demanding is unchallenging, and that's definitely what we're not talking about here. We don't want to go there, because we need challenge to help ourselves grow. I'm all about growth. I want to expand. And we're also not talking about making requests of ourselves, right? That seems kind of equivocal to me. We need to take action to grow, and we need to direct our focus to create the life and practice we want. Right? So it doesn't just happen, we make it happen. But if demanding doesn't work and requesting doesn't work, then what works? So the question becomes, if you're used to using demanding energy to get things accomplished, what does life look like when you're accomplishing things with expansive energy? And you might have a hard time right now even imagining this. I know I did. So I couldn't imagine back then that there was another way to get things done until I found it. And that's how it goes, right? Everything seems impossible until we see it working in our life firsthand. So let me just give you examples of what happens when you start working from expansive energy, because it gives us so many benefits. It prevents us from resenting work, from resenting the time we put in at the office, from procrastinating. It calms our nervous system, so we're not running around frazzled. We actually feel put together. When our nervous system is calm, we can problem solve better. When we problem solve better, we're more effective and efficient at our work. We're less reactive and more communicative about what we want. When an employee is having difficulties, we're better able to have a productive two-way conversation to solve the problem or make decisions about whether or not that's the employee we want in our business. We're more organized. We're better able to handle emergencies. One, because we have way less of them because we're more organized. But two, they become less of a problem because you are not in a hectic state of mind. You're in a problem-solving state of mind. So here's something to understand before we talk about how to shift into expansive energy. When we require big things of ourselves, it's essential that we give big things to ourselves. There's a reciprocity that takes place. Think about your cell phone. The more you use it, the faster the battery dies. And then you need to plug it in to recharge. We're no different. The more we ask of ourselves, the faster our battery dies, then we need to recharge ourselves. But 8 hours of sleep is not going to do it. And you're probably not even getting 8 hours of sleep right now, right? Am I right? So I just want you to know we need to have that reciprocity in order to create what happens in expansive energy when we're in that zone. Most people think that they need a vacation and that's going to solve the problem. Well, you know this isn't true if you've ever come back from a vacation and then you felt behind immediately. Vacation is not the answer. I love vacations. I'm all about them. They're fabulous. But they are not going to solve the bigger problem, which is being in demanding energy versus expanding energy. You might even avoid vacation because you don't want to feel like you're behind when you get back to the office. Vacation doesn't solve that problem. It's about how you manage your energy. So when we give ourselves things like rest and relaxation and exercise and play, our battery has time to recharge. So working from expansive energy looks like managing yourself instead of letting your practice manage you. That means you deciding what you want, observing your decisions, and learning how to make decisions that serve you and your goals. So remember when I said that we don't just make requests of ourselves, we make things happen? Well, we make things happen by learning how to tell ourselves what to do while honoring the balance of energy. We need to give to ourselves and not just demand of ourselves. So that looks like telling myself what to do, but I do it in a way that creates expansion and is not in demanding energy. I already know what demanding energy leads to, and that's not how I want to live my life anymore. So I use my calendar for this. And you might be saying, but calendars don't work for me. I want to offer that you're simply in demanding energy, and demanding energy and creating a workflow don't go together. Cracking a whip on ourselves and demanding that we work and following through because we want to and encouraging ourselves to follow through, they don't go together. So you may be very familiar with demanding energy and in the habit of using it to get things done, but that does not mean that it will work long term. And you probably already know why it won't last long term. You feel exhausted. When you feel exhausted, you don't want to work. You're miserable to be around. You may not even like being around yourself at times. You resent your work. You daydream about being anywhere but where you are on a frequent basis. And every little file added onto your desk feels like a heavy burden. I'm saying this with so much love, my friend, because I was that person. I have been where you are. And it doesn't have to be that way. But we're not introduced to these tools early on in our careers. And so creating episodes like this is to help you give awareness of another way. So how do we take ourselves from demanding energy and into expanding energy? Well, first of all, you have to decide that enough is enough. As humans, we tend to wait until we're in so much pain that we decide things have to change. But you don't have to wait until then. You can decide right now that you're done with this, that there's a better way and you're committed to finding that way. Second, you need to ask yourself what you truly want. Do you want more time with yourself? Do you want to feel calmer? Do you want to spend more time with your family? Do you want to join a book club or play an instrument or do anything besides work? Maybe pick up needlepoint. Whatever it is that you want to do, just know what it is you want to do. Do you want to go for more walks? Do you want to spend time with friends or make time to make friends? You may love work, and that's fine. I love work. I love doing it. But if you are doing work at your expense, at the expense of the human, it's time to pay attention and make decisions about what you want outside of work. That is how you begin shifting into expanding energy. The third thing to do is to prioritize your well-being. That means a few different things, so I'm going to take them one at a time. And this is not a complete list, but these are three things that I know are absolutely essential for you to begin prioritizing your well-being. One is putting yourself first on the calendar. And this is pretty tough news to take at first, okay? Especially for the women that I work with because they're so used to giving their time away. They're generous with their time for everyone else to a fault, except for themselves. This is a practice. Everything I'm talking about here is a practice. If you're in the habit of putting your needs last, just notice it. And then begin making tiny changes. Start putting yourself on the calendar. I always tell my clients, like, put yourself on the calendar first. That's the absolute first thing. If you haven't downloaded the Busy Lawyer's Ultimate Time Management Guide, you can download it in the show notes or go to dinacataldo.com/busy lawyer, but that's in there, right? Put yourself on the calendar first. Put on the gym, put on the breath work time if you do breath work, journaling time if you journal, time alone with your coffee, that time for a walk, put it on your calendar. And then honor that time just like you would honor an appointment with a friend or with a client. So many of us are really great at honoring appointments with other people, but we don't do it for ourselves. And that has to change so you can get into expansion energy. Another essential way of prioritizing your well-being means saying no to new commitments, even when it's uncomfortable. Now, this doesn't mean saying no to all commitments, but I know that you might be saying yes more than you truly want to. Ask me how I know. This is what I do, right? I talk to lawyers who are constantly saying yes to other people and not clear on what it is they want for themselves. And so they freely say yes and give up what they want so that others can have what they want. But what you want matters. I have a client who's a new associate at this firm, and his calendar is absolutely filled. He's found it so empowering, the work that we're doing, to allow himself to do something really uncomfortable, which is to say, I'm sorry, I've already been tasked with XYZ due by this date, and I can't do your project right now. And that is only possible when you're in expansive energy, right? He's not just saying yes willy-nilly. He's actually taking a measured approach. He's creating a calendar. He's looking at the time that he has and whether or not he can realistically complete these projects. And if he wasn't using a calendar and putting himself on that calendar and understanding that he has to protect the human, he would not be able to say that. And that is a really tough thing to learn. It takes practice. And once we do it, though, we start to realize, oh, we can say no, or we can say, I'm sorry, I can't do it. But when you're a people pleaser, right, it feels really hard. It does take practice. When you take a 10,000 foot view of your practice, you know you're doing the right thing by saying no. You have a better work product. You're able to get assignments out on time. You're able to take care of yourself so you don't burn out and leave the job entirely. That is what moving into expansive energy is ultimately for. It's not just for you, it's for everybody involved. Expansive energy keeps you, the human, in movement. It keeps you expanding. It keeps you challenging yourself to create what you want to create in your life. And to do that, you've got to be uncomfortable. I have another client who's giving herself 2 25-minute blocks during the day just to go outside or even to do nothing. And she's finding that that really recharges her. It was an experiment that she did. I just asked her, what do you really want? And she said, I really just want 25 minutes in the morning and 25 minutes in the afternoon to just do what I want. And so she made it happen. And then she's noticing when she gets home, she's less exhausted and she can spend time with her husband. So notice it doesn't have to take a lot of time. You just have to know what you want. Another essential way of prioritizing your well-being is how you treat yourself. So when we're in demanding energy, we're mean to ourselves, okay? We tell ourselves we're lazy, we're incompetent, we should know better. And when we're in expansive energy, we recognize our accomplishments. We feel proud of ourselves. We don't diminish ourselves or cheat ourselves by saying, I shouldn't have worked so long on that project, and then discounting your rate when you do the work. You plan your work so you're making conscious decisions about when you're going to work and then not just bringing a briefcase home with a bunch of work and staring at it and then feeling guilty about it. This is something that so many of us aren't aware of, and we keep ourselves in demanding energy and we slow ourselves down. We contract our productivity because we're not aware of it. Prioritizing our well-being doesn't have to take a long time. It takes recognizing when you're in demanding energy and at every chance you have, shifting into expansive energy just a little bit at a time. Okay, this isn't going to happen all at once, okay? This is something that takes time, it takes consistency, it takes persistence, it takes practice. But if you're committed to changing, if you're tired of feeling tired, this is the work. This is what is required of you if you want to make these shifts from demanding to expanding energy. And I will tell you, it is worth it, okay? And you can hear from the testimonial slash podcast review that that is the work and it works. These are the steps. All you have to do is start to go in and clean things up a little bit at a time. This is not about perfection. This is about persistence. Okay. Now I want to ask you some questions. All right. What impact do you think shifting into expanding energy will have on your life? Really sit with this. What impact would it have on your life, on your practice, on the people around you, your clients, your assistant, your romantic partner, your friends? Do you think maybe you'd be a nicer person to be around, that maybe they might want to spend more time around you and you with them? Do you think you'd actually feel more energized to take on work? Do you think you'd feel calmer, happier? Really sit with that. Really sit with that. What is it costing you not to be in expanding energy? Where will you be 6 months from now, a year, 2 years from now, if you stay in demanding energy? Is that where you want to be? If not, why not? These are all questions I had to ask myself when I decided to shift from demanding energy into expanding energy. It really is a decision we make over and over again each day, each moment. And if you really resonated with what I've said in this episode, I highly recommend you going back and listening to it again. Let it seep in so you can catch yourself each time you're in demanding energy and begin shifting into expanding energy. Noticing when you're in demanding energy is half the battle. Noticing, paying attention, being present to yourself when you're in demanding energy, hectic, putting things off, watching how you treat yourself, talk to yourself. Those are things to notice. And when you notice them, make the shift, make a little shift every time you notice. Okay. It's really something that when we're persistent with it, we can change. And if you want help making the changes from demanding energy into expansive energy that I talked about in this episode, book a strategy session with me. The work we do together will accelerate your progress. I'll be there cheering you on at the same time, offering you ways to challenge yourself to expand further than you thought possible in a way that feels good and not demanding. We already demand so much of ourselves. The last thing that we need is somebody wagging their finger at us, telling us that we're not good enough or we're not working hard enough, right? We don't need that. I don't do that, right? I'm here to help you find the strength that's already inside of you to help you return to that expansive energy again and again. You can book a strategy session with me at dinacataldo.com/strategy session. You can also find the link in the show notes for this episode. All right, my friend, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Remember, what you want matters, and it is within your power to make it happen.